Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and maybe you are one of the 2.5 million Americans who are expected to be taking a flight somewhere the next few days for Labor Day weekend. Anyone of you still scouring for last-minute deals on flights? If you're searching on Orbitz, you won't see any mention of American Airlines flights. You should know that. Earlier this week, American announced that it's withdrawing its flights from Orbitz-powered search engines, and that's just the latest dispute in what has been a years-long power struggle between major airline carriers and online travel agencies. So joining me now on this, and whether sites like Orbitz and Kayak and others always actually have the best deals, is Charisse Jones. She writes about the travel industry for USA Today, and she's been covering this story since the last American Orbitz clash back in 2010. Charisse, thanks for coming on today. Hi.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
And as I mentioned earlier, this isn't the first time the airline has clashed with this particular site. Explain to us what's happening right now and what a little of the history of this is between American and Orbitz.
Yeah, well, basically now, if you go to Orbitz, you're not going to be able to find American Airlines flights or fares. And starting September 1st, you won't be able to see U.S. Airways on there either, because U.S. Airways and American have merged, and so that's basically their sister airline. And this dispute's a little bit different from what happened back in 2010, in December of 2010. Basically then, it gets a little bit technical, but there's something called a GDS, which is kind of the pipeline that funnels information from the airlines to travel agents. And the airlines have to pay them a fee. And American decided that they wanted to come up with their own pipeline to kind of bypass the GDS and their charges. And Orbitz wasn't playing ball. So briefly back then, they also stopped listing their flights on the site. But they eventually, you know, sang kumbaya and reached an agreement, and everything was good and fine. Now, this go-round, this is about the fees that American has to pay directly to Orbitz. For every booking you do through Orbitz, basically the airline has to pay the OTA a fee. And they felt that they were being charged too much money and they couldn't reach a new agreement, so they said, we're out of here and we're taking U.S. Airways with us.
And I guess in general, it's to the airline's advantage to be on these aggregator sites because people are using those and, you know, they can't expect the average flyer to go to United and then American and all these individual sites,
right,
if they know they can go to Kayak and Orbitz and Priceline, et cetera, right?
Absolutely. I mean, that's the real advantage to the OTAs, is that you get to compare fares across carriers. I mean, the truth of it is that the OTAs are sometimes a little bit more expensive than the actual airline site because they may charge you a fee. But what you get to do is you can look and see what every airline is charging for your trip and then make your decision from there. Or if you want to book a package, if you want to get your hotel room or get your car rental, sometimes the OTAs will offer a package deal, which saves you a few dollars.
Right.
So definitely the major carriers don't want to exclude them.
So the package deals aside, with the hotels and the rental cars, did you just bust a myth here? Because I think the general perception, whether it's based in reality or not, is that if you go to these aggregator sites, you're going to get a better fare.
Not always. I mean, you know, often that can happen because you can get an itinerary that covers many different carriers. You can fly to the city on one airline, come back on another, and that might save you some money.
Uh-huh.
But that's not always the case. And like I said, some of the OTAs actually do charge you a little fee that they'll tack on. It's separate from the fare that you're paying. So it might actually cost you a few dollars more.
Listeners, you want to call in on this? Do we have any of the travel savvy among you who think you figured out the trick to scoring the best deal on flights online? 212-433-WNYC. Call in and tell us your flight booking hacks. 212-433-9692. Do you use the online travel agencies or OTAs like Orbitz? Are you more of a Priceline person where you can bid on airfare? Do you get on the phone, do it the old-fashioned way by calling the airline or human being travel agent? 212-433-9692 for our guest Charisse Jones, who writes about the travel industry for USA Today. You know, in the office yesterday, anticipating this segment, we were trading OTA horror stories, which usually occur when you have to make a change. after you've bought the ticket. And, you know, it's hard enough with most of the airlines if you buy directly, because most of the tickets that people buy are non-refundable these days. But non-refundable, in my experience, still means you can use a certain amount of credit from the ticket you're not going to use for a future ticket on the same airline minus a certain percentage. And on the OTAs, you can't even find who to deal with.
Exactly. I mean, a lot of people, they want to go to the OTA so that they can compare the fare, but then they want to go to the actual airline site to book the ticket. And that's because they figure if they've got a problem, if they've got a hassle, they want to go right to the source.
I do that.
And kind of skip that third person. So you're absolutely right. It's a personal preference, but a lot of folks prefer to do it that way.
It's like, what do they call it, showrooming, where people go to like clothing stores and look at the pieces and then they go and buy it online where it's cheaper.
Right, exactly. I mean, it's like you figure that if you're dealing with the actual source of the problem, that you might get a little bit more resolution.
Yeah.
And like you said, it's complicated enough even when you're dealing with the airline. So going through a third party can be a bit of a headache or a nightmare when you're already going through a lot on your trip.
But I would feel bad about doing that to a store. I don't feel bad about doing that to Orbitz. Should I?
I don't think you should. I mean, Orbitz, I think, is going to be fine, even though they're probably the one loser in this. I mean, their business dropped about 5% during the last dispute back in 2010. And so even though, you know, they're still going to have a lot of other airlines that they list, I mean, this time they're not just losing American, they're losing U.S. Airways. So they might take an even bigger hit. So I'm sure their investors are not happy right about now.
Dell on Long Island, you're on WNYC. Hello, Dell.
Good morning.
So?
So I'm a very frequent traveler, platinum on one airline, silver on another alliance, primarily for business. I do frequently use those websites, Orbitz, Kayak, et cetera, to view the matrix of what's available as far as scheduling. But in my experience, the tickets are no more expensive if you go directly to the airline. And you also have more clout if you have changes. If you're in the airport, you need to change. I've heard of people having big difficulty if they've purchased their airfare from a third-party vendor as far as changing or having the flexibility to make changes on the fly.
Charisse?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a real common scenario. I mean, the bottom line is these online travel agents are not the same as a real travel agent in the sense of a person that's sitting in an office in downtown Minneapolis that can really give you that kind of personal service and care. And so you're not going to always get the same kind of responsiveness. And if you go to the actual airline site, not only can you make the changes, not only do you get a similar fare, but you can also buy all that other stuff that you have to buy now when you're flying, because the base ticket price is not all you're paying for a trip. I mean, if you want to get Wi-Fi, if you want to try to get the checked bag in at no cost, if you want to board a little bit earlier, all of those things are extras that you can't always get through the OTAs.
Dell, thanks for your call. And, of course, Dell is such a frequent flyer that she would be much more informed than the average person who flies once in a while.
Right. I mean that again is why the OTAs often come up, because I mean, who's got the time or the patience or the savvy to go to this site and then go to this airline site and then go to the other one to find out exactly, you know, what you're getting, you know, how much you can save. And so the OTA is a convenience in that way, but you know, when you're on the road and you're stranded, if your flight's been canceled or you missed your flight, you know, you don't want to go through a lot of middlemen. You want to get resolution fast, and that means dealing with the actual carrier. That's often the best way to go.
Tanya in Hazlitt, you're on WNYC. Hi, Tanya.
Hello, Brian. I'm calling because one of the things I recently found out was about Matrix, Matrix.com. My son is actually in school in Japan right now for the next 6 months, and we had to book his ticket in advance from Japan and back, and then he also had to do a week in South Korea. We had to book all of it in advance. I looked through the basic places, Kayak and all those that I have booked. I looked at some different airlines. We had been told it would probably be around 2,000. That was before having to add the South Korea. I went through Matrix and found the tickets for about 1,500, which shocked me, especially from Newark. We live in New Jersey, and I'd figured we'd have to go to you know, to New York.
Yeah.
The one thing about it was that it said, well, you can't actually purchase the ticket through Matrix Online. You have to go to a travel agent. I found one in Hazlitt. She said, I'm sorry, we have to charge you $25. I didn't care. I saved over $500. So now that is my go-to that I hit first before I check any airfare.
Interesting. Thank you for the tip.
Wow.
I appreciate it. Do you know Matrix, Charisse?
You know, I don't know Matrix,
don't
but
know
now
it.
I'm going to check it out. I mean, this is a great tip. And, you know, it shows that you still have niches that you can kind of fill out there, I mean, that haven't been taken over by other online travel agents or that the airlines aren't fulfilling. And it sounds like Matrix found it. If you have a complicated itinerary and you're trying to get the best price, it's great to have a resource you can go to at least steer you in the right direction, even if they can't allow you to actually book the ticket through their site.
That was the CEO of Matrix, Tanya in Hazlitt. No, I'm kidding. I have no idea. But what about comparing the OTAs in general? Do you prefer, do you recommend for people to use Orbitz versus Kayak versus Priceline, whatever?
Well, I would get in a lot of trouble since I have to cover these sites if I recommended one over the other.
Isn't that your job? You're the independent advisor for all of this.
Right, right. I mean, I think that, you know, they're all, I mean, some people might prefer the deals that they get on one site versus the other. I mean, I think that they're all pretty comparable. I mean, I think you have to keep in mind that if you're looking for a Southwest flight, the OTA is not the way to go because they're not listed.
Southwest Airlines
on the OTAs.
Doesn't
right.
participate
Southwest
at
Airlines.
All.
Exactly.
And they're so cheap in general, right? So people should always be checking them, I guess, because their fares are so low.
I mean, they're getting higher, but they're still, you know, you still get a pretty good deal. You don't have to pay for that first checked bag. People often really like the experience. And they're still relatively less expensive than some of the other big carriers. So, yeah, I mean, definitely that's what you want to put in your menu. Go to Southwest.com. Something else people may not realize is Delta doesn't list on some of the smaller OTAs, like CheapoAir.com. So if you want to consider Delta, that's one that you might want to skip and go to some of the bigger sites like Expedia or Orbitz.
I should note, though it's a thoroughly unscientific sample, that our board is filling up with OTA horror stories. So let's hear one. Maybe Linda in New Canaan will represent this group. Hi, Linda.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What happened?
I was on a flight with my daughter that was oversold. They offered all kinds of free tickets and discounts for anybody that would be bumped from the flight. No one accepted. A second later, I get called to the podium, well, Linda Powell, please come to gate 32. And they said, you've been bumped. And I was like, how did you just pick me? Is it, you know, what's going on? And you booked through Spotify. And so we look at those people first and we have to bump.
You got picked for bumping because you booked through Travelocity.
Right. So since then, I'll go on a site like Kayak or that's my preferred site. And find my matrix of flights, as it said, but then I'll go to the airline and buy my flight.
Right. Linda, interesting. A cautionary tale, right, Charisse?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that goes back to what we've been saying, that, you know, when you've got a problem, you know, the airline is going to reward the person that deals with them directly. If you've got that co-branded credit card or, you know, you went through their site, you're going to have a little bit more priority than somebody that came through a third party. And, you know, when you've got to get home, you don't have time to get bumped from a flight and forage. You know, you want to be able to go to customer service and get the help that you need. So that's really a great example of why some people prefer to go right to the carrier itself.
Hey, Charisse, is this true? You mentioned the deals you sometimes get with the hotels and car reservation packages with the OTAs. One of our listeners just tweeted, regarding hotel bookings online, it also depends on the IP address from New York City. That is, if your computer's IP address is locates you in New York City, expect a higher price than Missouri.
Wow. I mean, some of these folks are coming up with some stories. I've got to check.
I mean, I don't know if it's I don't know if it's true, but it sounds like it's possible.
I guess it could be. Yeah, I mean, maybe they figure if you're already in town and you're probably of a certain economic status, or you might just need a hotel overnight if you're going to a party or a play, they'll charge you a little bit more. I had not ever heard that, but it's something that's worth checking into.
And there we have to leave it with American, and maybe as of September 1st, which is way in the future, Monday.
Oh, yeah.
When
long
summer,
way away.
summer season is over. We're not thinking about that yet.
Don't say that, please. Yeah.
Labor Day, September 1st, way in the future. Which one? U.S. Airways, either, because they're part of American?
Yeah, because they're merging with American.
And we thank Charisse Jones, who writes about the travel industry for USA Today, and in this case, the Orbitz American split. Thanks so much.
Thank you.